Coach, could you talk about preparing for a great quarterback like Peyton Manning and what the defense will have to focus on this week?
Well, I think the most important thing is we got to play sound technique and make sure we're in the right place, because if you're out of place by a half yard, you're going to pay for it. He's got a very good understanding of how you're trying to defend him. If you give him pre-snap reads, he's going to know where to go with the football.
How are you all doing with replacing Brett Grimes and coming up with people to take his role?
Well, in terms of our base defense, Dante will move into the right corner position, and Christopher Owens will move into the nickel spot.
How are you injury? Well, we get the injury report today, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Yep.
All right. We got three guys on our injury report. Robert James and Roddy White were limited, and so was Sean Weatherspoon. We've got a knee with Robert James, a groin with Roddy White, and Spoon a hamstring.
How different is Denver's offense from what they were running the end of last year? Is it considerably different?
I think there's parts of it that are the same, and there's some things that are different. Obviously, the passing game is different than some of their base run plays. That's probably the biggest difference. And they've got a guy back there that can really operate.
Does that make it harder to prepare? Do you look at a lot of the old Indianapolis stuff?
Well, I think some of the concepts that have shown up in the preseason indicate that there's some of the Indy passing game as well. So, yes, we've studied some of the Indy stuff as well.
Is it important, Coach, you score 40 in your first game, but is it important when you play a quarterback like Peyton Manning to get first downs and maybe look at time of possession in order to keep him from getting more possessions than you would like him to have?
Well, you definitely want to take advantage of the ball when you have it. You want to make sure that you score touchdowns, or you end a drive with a kick. You don't want to turn the ball over and lose a possession. And it's important, because if they're playing efficiently and moving the football, you may have to match them drive for drive. And, that's the beauty of the game. Sometimes it's going to be that way. Sometimes the offense is going to have the upper hand. Other games, the defense will have the upper hand.
How big of a test is this for you this weekend? You saw Sunday night's game on the flight back. Just what they bring and what you guys have to bring. A little more conditioning this week?
I don't think any more conditioning. You know, these guys, it doesn't matter if we're playing at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. We're going to go out and prepare and be ready to play. And just so happens that the schedule makers have the game on Monday night, so we've got an extra day for our preparation.
Talk about their defense. Von Miller and Dumerville are guys who get after the quarterback. You guys did a very good job of keeping Matt clean in the first game.
Yes, we did a nice job, and I hope that we can continue that way of playing, because these two guys are really good edge rushers. Between the two of them, they had 21 sacks last year, so they bring it. They put a lot of pressure with the four-man rush, because they've got two very good edge rushers.